Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You won't believe what those who are pushing impeachment have said. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, to begin with, impeachment of a former office holder, i.e. a private citizen, is unconstitutional. It's clearly in the Constitution that impeachment is to remove someone, and there's a specific section regarding the president, from office. And when that person no longer holds office, impeachment is not permissible. Impeachment is only for a time frame while the person is in office before an election or before the office term has expired. It's to remove them from office. And then once you get them out of office, once you vote to impeach somebody and thus remove them from office, then you can impose additional punishment, such as prohibiting them from ever running for office again, depending upon the issue. But you can't get to the punishment beyond removing from office until you have authority to actually remove from office, and there is no authority to remove a private citizen. Now, we know, Holly, that in the House, Pelosi and the other Democrats rushed through, and this is why they didn't want to have any witnesses, no evidence, and they wouldn't let Donald Trump present a defense. They tried to say that he committed a, quote, insurrection by speaking on January 6th, and there's a direct causal relationship between his speech, they allege, and the people going into the Capitol building. The problem with that, and the reason why they didn't have any evidence, no witnesses, and no defense allowed, is because that's simply not true.
Right. Why would you do that unless you had something to hide?
Well, they have something to hide. Mm-hmm. And then what they have to hide is obviously the actual words of the speech. Never incited violence, number one. Number two, the timing of the incursion into the Capitol building occurred long before he finished his speech, and the people that were at the Capitol would not be hearing his speech because they were in a different place than where the president was actually speaking. So it could not have a cause and effect relationship. But let me ask you some questions. And let's just, I'll ask you a question. Who do you think said this particular sentence? Who do you think actually said, quote, "This is a moment, I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. And everyone beware because they're not going to stop. And everyone should take note of that. They're not going to let up, and they should not." Who said something like that? It's regarding riots, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're not going to stop. This is a movement. You ought to take note of it because they're not going to stop, and they should not stop. Well, it was then Senator Kamala Harris said that just days after the death of retired police officer David Dorn, and after rioters had stormed the White House, yes, the White House, injured 60 service members and sent 11 of them to the hospital and destroyed 6 government vehicles. That's Senator Kamala Harris.
Yeah, these same Democrats that are trying to impeach former President Trump are the ones that encouraged all this violence.
Who actually,
last summer.
I mean, their words did incite people.
Yeah.
And now let me ask you this. Who do you think said the following? Quote, "If you think we are rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. No peace, no sleep. If you see somebody the crowd disagrees with in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them that they are not welcome anymore anywhere." Who do you think said that?
Well, that sounds like Maxine Waters.
That's Democrat Maxine Waters, who voted for impeachment in the House.
And, you know, they did that very thing to Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she and her family went to that restaurant, remember?
Exactly.
They came after her.
They did. And now, who do you think told people the following? Quote, please don't come here. Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the hill, get up, and please get up in the face of some Congress people, close quote.
Get up in the face of some Congress people?
And he's telling these people, go to the hill. That's Capitol Hill. Go to the Capitol building. Go there and get up in their face of the Congress people. That is Democrat Senator Cory Booker. These are some of these people that are pushing impeachment. And yet their words actually did incite, encourage, and support violence. Now, who do you think stood before the United States Supreme Court and threatened certain justices by name? Quote, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions, close quote. Who would you think said that? Well, that is now the Senate Democrat Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, and he did that after 165 rioters had already been arrested for breaking through a police barrier, rushing up the steps, and beating on the doors of the Supreme Court during Justice Kavanaugh's swearing-in ceremony.
Well, you know, here's one for you. She said, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
Yeah, and who said that?
That would be Nancy Pelosi.
The Speaker of the House who's pushing the impeachment on the House side. And what about this one right here? Who would you think said this? Quote, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the H, I'm not going to say the word, out of him. Who do you think said that?
And he said threatening things in public before as well.
And that was then Democrat candidate for president, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. So we have these threats coming from Biden, Harris, people on the House, literally the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, and other senators. And this impeachment is supposedly about insurrection?
Yeah, and think about back when Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed and all the people, all the paid actors that were there. Did any of these people stop them?
I remember seeing Schumer standing on the steps of the United States Supreme Court right after all these people were arrested for, it was, amazing scene where people were literally banging and scratching on the doors of the United States Supreme Court. Never seen anything like that. They overwhelmed the police force around the U.S. Supreme Court, and they're banging to try to get in through those large wooden doors of the United States Supreme Court. Fortunately, they were not able to breach those doors.
And they were paid actors, by the way, to do that.
And then Democrat minority leader at the time, Chuck Schumer, has this angry speech that he does, broadcast on media. And he calls out by name two justices, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh, and said that you won't know what hit you. What does he mean by that? You won't know what hit you. These are justices that serve a life term absent impeachment.
Sounds like a serious threat to me.
That sounds like a personal threat to two United States justices. And that was so shocking to see that. And yet that was not condemned by the Democrats. That was not condemned by the media. And that was to a specific named people. Mm. And so it wasn't just talking about, as bad as it is, get up in the face of Congress people at the Hill. That's terrible, too. All these other ones are terrible. They, in this case, though, had their names mentioned specifically. Now, that is really incitement to do violence. President Trump did not incite anybody. It's impossible to make a causal connection. But beyond that, it's impossible to have this impeachment because it's unconstitutional. Look, the Constitution only gives you authorization and authority to do certain things if certain criteria are met. Impeachment of a president is possible if, one, and this is the first question, is the president in office? If yes, then you can consider impeachment. The second question would be, okay, what are we going to impeach the president for? But if the answer is no, that's the end of story. You don't have any jurisdiction. You may not like the president or the former president. You may not like the former office holder, but that's not what impeachment is for. Impeachment is to remove someone from office. This sham should stop. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org or lcaction.org to sign the petition and send a fax.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.